at the Hublublublork. The time will be 1930 UTC. Hublublublork. If it's 1930, that must mean that we are now listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. And far be it from me to correct you, but I think today instead we're going to have an episode of, a very whirlwind episode of, The Urban Fungus Hunter. I'm your host. My name is Tobe. You probably knew that part already. I'm in one of my favorite places, somewhere near an electrical power station. I'm scouring the ground for our erstwhile esculentas. And I just looked over here. Oh, what is this? Not esculenta. It is coprinus. And then, what is this? Not esculenta. These are those hamburger bun ones. I really should look up what those are so I can stop calling them hamburger buns. Oh boy, I tell you. I woke up a little stiff this morning. I'm barely moving around. But that's okay. I'm pretty sure here in about 15 minutes, once I get moving, I'm gonna be good. Okay. There are no esculentas in this little area, so into the forest we go. And we might have to go multiple places today. We might have to go to Heron Haven today. Not because I think we'll find esculentas there, but there might be some dudes we're spotting. So let's work our way back to... Oh, I think I see something orange. Are these scarlet cups, or is this just going to be surveyor's tape? Take off my sunglasses, and of course, it's just surveyor's tape. And I almost tripped over a stump. Okay. Put on my regular glasses. All right. Yeah. Much better. Now I can see crispy and clearly, and it's not very dark. Plus, I got on my automatic shoes, which give me 3D vision and the California blues. I'm hoping we... Oh, I forgot my knife. So I left it back in the car. Oh, well. If we need it, we can go back for it. I do have a paper bag in my pocket. So I'm halfway prepared. As usual. What was I going to say? Oh, it rained. It rained yesterday, pretty much all day. Kind of slow, not super heavy. And I did actually go out looking for mushrooms. I did not take all the equipment with me just because it was raining enough that I couldn't really do anything other than, hey, who's this little birdie? He just landed right in front of me. Oh, and it's another one of these orioles. I like these guys. Flare out your tail so I can see your orange. Yeah, woo, look at that. Wait, maybe that isn't an oriole. Yeah, I know that. And who's this guy up ahead? There's a yellow birdie up ahead. It's a goldfinch. Goldfinch. The snack that smiles back. But this little bird is not afraid of me at all. What are you doing, dude? He's a meter and a half just walking in front of me. And he's tiny. I could pick him up in one hand. Oh, now he flew off a little bit. He flew ahead up into a little tree. Hey, buddy. Ooh, and there goes a cardinal. We just got all the color birds out here so far. Orange and black, red, yellow. Probably gonna have to find a blue jay. All right, I was moving fast, now I'm walking slow. Let's get to where the mushrooms are supposed to be. Oh my goodness, I just saw something little and gray scurry into the underbrush right here, and I saw a little furry butt. What in the heck was that? It had to have been a little rabbit. Where is that little bun at? Where are you, little bun? Oh, that was cool, but I don't see him. Did that have a white tail? I didn't see a bunny-type tail. And we're right by a big marmot den. Could this have been a baby marmot? Jeez. I don't think so. It would have kept running. Whereas bunnies like to stop and try to hide, and he's hiding good enough that I can't find him now. All right, well, we'll look for him on the way back then. And here's the tree that marks the secret entrance to the secret mushroom grounds because it's so secret. Oh, here's a secret squirrel hiding on the tree right here. I look around to make sure nobody can see where I'm going. And I go whip and zip right up into here. Now, let's scan the ground looking for these elusive little nuggets of gold. Up and down, up and down. Oh, this isn't the greatest thing for my knees, but I feel like I'm loosening up a little bit. Oh, I'm in the middle of a deer path, hunkered down, keeping my vision low, and I do not see any of our little golden spongy delights. Where are my buddies? Where's my little Eskews? Those little Ceausescus, the tyrants of the fungal world. Yeah, I don't know where these songs come from either. Oh, I gotta duck under many, many branches. See, now, normally, I find half a dozen right here. But not today. Wow. This hasn't been a very esculenta-y year. Well, I think I can see a mushroom that clearly is not an esculenta, but it looks interesting anyway. Let's go up here and check it out. Oh, wow. It's neat. I have no idea what it is. Kind of big. But, you know, at this point, not even interesting enough to take out my camera. Did I even bring my camera? Yes. Here's that bird again. That oriole. Are you following me, or is this a different bird? I think he's trying to tell me something. He's trying to tell me some kind of secret birdie message. Maybe he's trying to lead me to the mushrooms. I just stepped in a hole and I almost broke my ankle. Oh, that's not, you know, super painful, but not exactly pleasant. Okay, let's head over to the other side, see if we can find anything. So all we need to do is leave the secret mushroom ground area, sneak down back over the footbridge and back up the trail that runs beside the creek. And now I'm in an area in which I should be looking. So I am. There's a squirrel. Hi, squirrely. He looks very squirrely. And I am looking. Oh boy, we got some Crazy Brothers action here. We got two adolescent squirrels wrestling on a tree branch while the two parents watch. This is hilarious. Where are these guys going? They're just running around on, hi! They're looking at me going, hey, what are you doing? You want to play? I'm like, yeah, I want to, but the parents are not super excited with me standing here. So, we're going to keep on moving. Well, as I get up into this little loop and get closer to the interstate, I can find the occasional oddballs. Here's some weird polypores, and there's like some weird cups over here. It's either a brown cup or it's a bladder cup. But there are no golden esculentas. Where's my Morchella esculentas? Yeah, see, here's this mushroom I found the other day. He looks very nice. I took a picture yesterday. I still haven't even looked at the pictures from yesterday. And I still don't see any of the dudes we're looking for. All right, what does this all mean? Well, this probably means that this segment of Urban Fungus Hunter is probably over. So we should probably pack it up and go somewhere else. Well, maybe we could go to Harrenhaven. Maybe that would be fun. But before I do anything else, I'm going to come right back up here to where we found these baby squirrels. I don't see them anymore. Are they still on this tree? Or did they go elsewhere? Oh, they have gone elsewhere. They're right at the base of the tree, running around, jumping over logs, having a good time. And there's the mommy watching me very carefully. And the babies are having a good time. Oh, the babies see me. Hi, babies! And now they're going back up the tree. They're having a fun time. Mommy's still on the ground, watching very carefully. These guys are now looking at me. We gotta try to get a picture of this. You know, this just isn't gonna fly. These squirrels are too zippy. I try to get close to them so I can get a good picture. And then they go zing, zing, zing. And I just got a little bit too close, and the mommy got mad, and she ran up another tree, started making noises at me, gave the babies the warning signal, and so they went scurrying up the tree. Oh well, it was worth the effort, but I don't want to hassle the dudes. All right, what does this all mean? Well, what this seems to mean is that we're now going to head over to Harrenhaven. So I'm going to walk down the path, go clear out to my car, and I've got about another 200 meters to go. So we're going to institute a little radio magic. And the next time you hear my voice, I'll be getting out of my car in the parking lot of Harrenhaven. Doodly 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 do. Your dorples and borples. And just like that, here we are, walking through Harrenhaven at a medium clip. I'm looking around on the ground and everywhere else looking for stuff. I don't see any mushrooms, but then again, these logs have only been recently chopped down. I'm also looking for bees. One thing I'm thinking about is those scarlet cups we found the other day. I wonder if they got any bigger with the rain. Oop, we got to back up. Is that a mushroom? Nope, just a dried leaf. Oh, I hate leaves because they look like mushrooms. All right. And now the moment of truth. We're coming to the crossroads, so to speak, where we can see into the billabong, where there's nothing, into the sub pond, where there's nothing, out into the cut and Mulhall's property, where we are seeing nothing. And so we take this little path that curves around and leads out onto the boardwalk. What will we find out there today? And here we go. Clunk, clunk, clunk. Onto, oh my goodness, there's a giant frog right here on the boardwalk. Oh, wow! He just jumped, I swear, 2 feet up in the air off the boardwalk, then fell like, you know, 5 feet into the water. Ka-splash! That was a big froggy. I like that big frog. Oh, he just decided to swim away. Okay. Standing over the water, looking down into the soup. I'm looking for snapperbacks. I see none. I glance out at the logs over on my right. There's four little turtles on that one log. And I think there's another little turtle on another log. There's two geezers over there. And what's this? Is this a snapper? Oh no, this is that little chunk of log that I keep seeing that looks like a snapper shell, but it's not. And it keeps getting moved around. There's some ducks flying overhead. Wood ducks. Oh, that's too bad, because I like to see my wood ducks swimming around in here. Who's this? Oh my goodness, here's a snapper. And oh yes, I actually know this snapper very well. This is Akula, and it's probably the smallest of the giant turtles that we have here. And he's just hunkered down. I'm halfway through up the boardwalk in the little octagonal landing, and he's just right over the side. He's not a foot away from one of the pilings in a little bald patch in the seaweed, in the sargasso. So he looks like he's just sitting here lurking. He's got his nose up above the water, but if I get a little bit closer, I know he's gonna hunker down, so I'm not going to Looking out over the rest of the pond, I don't see much of anything going on. There's some ducks kind of far away, and I'm seeing lots of little ripples of fish and other dudes. And I hear some geese coming in. Oh yes, coming in for a landing. The geese behind me don't like them. They say, hey, you guys get out of here. Oh, and here comes some more goosers right behind me. Didn't even see them coming in. Hi, honkers. All right, well, kind of want to sit here and watch this snapper for a while. But instead, I think I'll walk down to the end of the boardwalk, see if I can see anything. I do not see any herons or anything like that. So, maybe we should head back into the forest. Snapper! I love snappers! I like snappers. Snapping turtles are awesome. And as I walk off the boardwalk here over to my right, there's some geese with goslings sneaking off into the reeds. Where are they going? Are we going to run into them if we come up here? Well, maybe we're going to find some baby goosers. You know, I kind of think I know where those baby geese either went or are going. So we're going to sneak over here. Sneak through here very carefully. Ooh, here's deer tracks in here. Here's marmot tracks. And or, that's raccoon and that's possum. Yeah, I'm on a super animal highway in the area of the beaver damage. And if we sneak right over here, this becomes a little bay. And I know that these dudes are down in here somewhere. Oh, all the frogs are freaking out. And, well, guess what? I'm wrong. They are not in this little bay. Unless they're hiding behind this grass, which they could be. That means they're somewhere in the reeds. That's very strange. But they might be hiding. There are some big birds circling overhead. And whereas I believe them to only be turkey vultures, big birds circling overhead usually means hawk or eagle, and so I wouldn't be surprised if everybody went into hiding. Of course, snappers are not afraid of hawks or eagles, and so they continue to do their snappery actions. Okay, climb back up onto the path here and work our way back into the interesting zone. Wait, there's some disturbed water up here. What's going on up here? Oh, it's some little birdies just taking a bath. Okay, that's fine. Okay, to business. Let's walk along the edge of the path. I'm going to hold the microphone down low. Maybe we can hear some frogs chirping and splashing. Wiggins. That guy's not scared of me at all. Okay, well, we got one to make a noise. That was about it. Over the land bridge we go. Glancing off to my left into the billabong. Can't see anything from here. You know what's really weird is where are the muskrats? Saw muskrats early in the year, then they disappeared. Can't imagine where they went. This is prime muskrat stuff, though. Water level's nice and high, plenty of food, all kinds of fun things to do. And as I work my way through the, I was going to say heart of darkness, but, you know, it's a nice sunny day. As I work my way through the heart of the jungle, I'm noticing a new smell. Well, actually, it might be the same old smell. Now, I'm trying to tell if that's fox or deer. You know, and that doesn't smell like deer. It's not fox. Well, no, I'm just going to say it's not fox. It is fox. It's not muskrat. It's not skunk. Oh, and I haven't seen any skunks in forever. You know, what's funny is I've never seen a skunk here at Heron Haven. But I see them in the Papio Valley a lot. Okay, well, there's a bluebird, a blue jay. So I've seen pretty much a bird of every single color today. Plus a snapper. Let's go out to the blind. And here we go, stepping into the blind. The first thing I see is this big turtle. That's a regular Western painted turtle, but he's a pretty big one. Like 8 inches long. His carapace is shelled 8 inches long. He's just sitting on the log, and the log is smaller than he is. I don't know how he's doing that. It's a good turtly magic trick. I'm scanning the tree line for large striding birds who might be relaxing in the trees. I see none. I'm scanning the water line looking for striders what might be fishing, and I don't see any fishing birdies today. And I'm trying to look out over the delta. There's nothing in the delta. Trying to look onto the log or the tree that has fallen into the water, but there's so much stuff growing around it, I can't even see if there's anybody on there. 2, 4, 6, there's half a dozen geese on Goose Island, plus somebody else. A mallard. A male mallard is sleeping. All right. Well, I think we've had just enough of, about enough of the blind. Plus, I'm starting to get warm. And the heat was beating down on me, sticking my head out of the blind there. Stupid sun. So, you know what comes next. Regular listeners to this show and other related shows. And by this show, I do mean the Urban Fungus Hunter. And by related shows, I mean Budget Nature Expeditions and Dubious Schools Committee. Regular listeners will know that when we get to this point in the show, when we're walking out of the blind, it means we're walking up the loop looking for scarlet cups. And there are some up here, but I'm going extra slow today, checking out all the other areas because maybe some more scarlet cups are popping up around here and we're just not seeing them, because when they first come up, they're very, very tiny. And I hear a bullfrog. Can you guys hear that? That frog's 30 meters away. He's very loud. Alright. I'm looking under logs and stuff, and I'm looking on the ground, and I'm walking in that mushroom hunter's walk, which is bent-kneed, crouched over. Man, and I'm getting a big whiff of... Now, I swear to God, that's a completely different smell. That's deer. Do we have deer and foxes in here? Where are these guys? I can smell them. And we're not even up to the scarlet cups yet. I wonder if there's some deer down in the ravine here. Alright, well, here's the scarlet cups we found on the other day. What was that, Wednesday? Yeah. And it doesn't look like they've gotten any bigger in the recent rains. But, I'm finding some more. I have now found, if we move exactly 1 foot, 30 centimeters north, here's another teeny tiny one. It's about 3 millimeters in diameter, starting to pop out here. There's a couple over here that have popped out. Tiny ones, 2 millimeter, 3 millimeter, 4 millimeter, and some 1 millimeter tiny, tiny, tiny ones. I'm going to try to get a picture of this. Well, I don't know if that was worth the effort. These things are so small that I took a penny out of my pocket and I put it next to him and take a picture. I don't know if I'm going to show you the picture or not. It depends on how good it turns out. Whew. And all that little work made me exhausted. Now I'm getting a little too hot. I'm starting to sting. And I need to adjust my headpiece. So I think we should probably start heading out before I get sick. It might be too late, but we're not gonna know for a while. I am glad that we found those teeny tiny little scarlet cups, though. I've never seen scarlet cups that small. Well, because it's hard for me to see things that are that small. And if I didn't know to look exactly in that spot, probably never would have seen them at all. That was awesome. So, back on the main path here. Let's start heading out. I thought I heard something in the ravine while I was standing up there, but I wasn't sure. Oh, and what's that down there? I'm standing on the footbridge, looking at two geese standing on one leg on a log. And behind the geese are baby ducklings. There's a mommy duck, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 little baby duckies with them. Those might be wood ducks. That mommy, I'm kind of far away. Ah, yes, and as I walk through here in the direct sunlight, I'm starting to sweat and it is starting to hurt. Owie, owie. I hear another bullfrog. So, we're just gonna just kind of keep on making our way out of here so I can go home and start drinking cooling liquids. And maybe I'll eat some food. Oh man, I can feel little urticarias starting to pop up all over my arm. Arms, plural, because I have more than one. And speaking of arms, does Fortinbras mean strong arms? Wouldn't that make some kind of sense? Why do I have Shakespeare on the brain? I don't know. We gotta get out of here. I'm starting to get way too hot. Oh, and here's a nice birdie standing right here in front of me. Hi, birdie. And there's a couple giant bees flying around, but I can't get them to talk to me on my radio show. What radio show would that be? Well, you've been listening to the Urban Fungus Hunter / Budget Nature Expeditions, a show that falls under the umbrella of Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow, the next day, and every other day for the rest of your natural and unnatural life. We might find something awesome, like some eskews or some other mushrooms, or who knows what kind of dudes we might find, because we are always looking for dudes. My name is Tobe, and being as it's Friday, coming up next we will have DJ Barnacle and the Shot Sound Show genre mix and discussion, so stay tuned for that coming up next. That's about it for me. Oh, I'm looking down and I'm noticing there's some little coprinus mushrooms right here, but I'm going to ignore them so I can say bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.